From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Alaska Governor Bill Walker has made official his plans to seek re-election. Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott filed paperwork today with the State Division of Elections. Walker says they plan to make an independent run and collect signatures to qualify for next year's ballot. NOAA's federal property on Auk Bay will be split between the University of Alaska Southeast and the city and borough of Juneau. The deal to subdivide the waterfront acreage was announced today. The former NOAA Marine Lab has been largely vacant since the Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute on Lena Point opened in 2005. Last year, both the city and the university submitted competing applications to take over the 4-acre property and its buildings after talks to share the property stalled. But in February, the Juneau Assembly urged both sides to return to the table. Those discussions resulted in the formal agreement that's been signed and forwarded to the federal agency in charge of surplus property. UAS plans to use the former lab building for research and education programs in marine biology and other disciplines. Juneau Docks and Harbors will use the water access to add to its expansion of Stater Harbor, where it plans to build a larger breakwater for larger ships. Alaska State Troopers report a 17-year-old at Juneau's Juvenile Detention Center hit a 51-year-old employee over the head multiple times with a chair Saturday night. In an online dispatch, troopers say assault charges are pending and the victim was taken to Bartlett Regional Hospital for treatment. The U.S. Department of Labor says the Alaska Marine Highway System is violating federal leave laws. Civil suit filed in the U.S. District Court alleges the ferry system miscalculates time off mandated by the Federal Family and Medical Leave Act. State officials deny that claim. The act requires large employers provide 12 weeks of unpaid leave when a child is born, fostered, or adopted. Terms also cover care for a seriously ill family member. Conflict surrounds what are called rotational employees. Those are ferry staffers who work for 1 to 3 weeks straight, then take the same amount of time off. The federal complaint filed last week says the ferry system counts such time off as part of the 12 weeks leave required by federal law. It says that's illegal. A rally against the Pebble Mine is scheduled for downtown Anchorage today, while a new advisory committee for the company behind the mine meets in person for the first time. Opponents of the mine, like Alana Hurley with the United Tribes of Bristol Bay, were invited to the meeting, but she said they declined because the tribal governments that she represents have already made their positions clear. Hurley said the rally is meant to highlight unity against the mine across the political spectrum. Mike Heatwall, a spokesperson for the Pebble Partnership, said the company formed the advisory committee to include local people in the conversation. And a quick look at weather. The National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement. Heavy rain, 1 to 6 inches, is expected across Juneau and much of southeast Alaska through Tuesday afternoon. Rivers, creeks, and streams are rising, but no flooding is expected. For more state and local news, visit us on the web at ktoo.org.